Blog Talk Radio. Peace and blessings. Welcome to the hottest show on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host. This is Brother Vernon Muhammad. This is the No Romance Without Finance show. We are getting down to business, strictly business. That is what we deal with here. I'm excited about this particular episode. The name of this episode is The Exit Strategy. I'm ready, and this is my time. We just finished listening to Kindred, The Family Soul, and that is a song that just came to my attention from them less than 24 hours ago, and I've been singing it ever since, so I wanted to share it with you all, and it's so right on point with what we have going on today. As I said, I'm excited. We have our guest, the market trader. I know that that is something that we're going to get a whole introduction to, but our good friend Steve Fox is going to be here. He's got some of his students that are coming along with him, and the message and the theme of today's episode, today's show, is right in line with the time and what must be done. We know that since 2010, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has been blasting across America the need for us to put economic empowerment on the front burner. And we have been getting encouraged to take all the, I hate to use the term rhetoric, but, you know, how we say do for self, and it's time for us to pool our resources together and start working collectively in cooperative economics, all that stuff that sounds good and, you know, makes us feel good when we talk about it. Now is the time for us to begin actually putting that stuff into practice. And as much as we have talked about it, we have not talked enough about how do we do that. So that is where Mr. Steve Fox comes in. Brother Steve.
Yes, brother.
Peace and blessings.
How are you?
Welcome to the No Romance Without Finance show. I'm feeling great. How are you?
I'm blessed, brother. Thank you so much for having me on your program.
All right. Blessed is the way to be, and that's what we're trying to amplify and spread that to everybody who's going to hear this episode. I think we're going to make history tonight. You ready, brother?
Oh, I'm so ready.
All right, all right. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and tell us what this whole idea of market trading is, because, you know, we have these ideas in our minds about who a trader is and what is a trader and what traders do. But, you know, let's get the real deal, actual facts on it.
Absolutely. Well, I am a trader with about 24 years experience behind me. I first started out in corporate America, basically, working at a very big advertising firm in New York City. And, of course, back in 1995, I went to the Million Man March, took some time off my job and did that, and went to the Million Man March, came back on Tuesday, and got fired on Friday. It was a pretty devastating thing to happen to me, you know, a brother with family and, you know, bills, you know, typical family bills. And but about a month later, I sort of woke up in a cold sweat and went downstairs to my my computer, and I was staring at the market, what I call the market, at 2 a.m. And I just made up my mind right then and there to not send out any more resumes, not do any more job interviews, and just do this trading thing full time. I had already been doing it by that time about 3 years on the sort of on the side, but I just got serious in '95 in November and just said I was just going to do this full time, and I've never looked back. I've not looked back. Not done any corporate jobs since then. I've just been trading. I've actually managed to make quite a bit of money trading, and it was something that was very beneficial to me, something that I think will be very beneficial to the nation.
All right, all right. Now, you said trading and trading in the market. Now, I think what, at least with myself, a term that I was familiar with was day trader. You know, what,
yes.
What's that, and what's that in relation to what you're talking about if you're talking about something different?
Sure, sure. First, let me just talk about what people most people know. Most people understand investing, and I want to make it clear: I am not an investor. The way I define investor is someone who will say, buy a stock, for instance, with the hope that the value of the stock goes up. And that's good, but they have no plan for what happens if the stock goes down. So we have a saying as traders, we have a couple of them. I'm going to say the one that's less chauvinistic. We're going to say that traders or investors are people who buy stock or own stock. And again, they only profit if the stock goes up. We are traders, and we make money if the stock goes down or up. We don't care. We sort of rent stocks. We don't own stocks. So we're traders, and we don't just trade stocks. We trade commodities, world commodities, global commodities, sugar, corn, copper, gold, coffee, cocoa, crude oil, gasoline, natural gas, everything. Everything that makes up a international trade, business, and commerce.
One of the things I hate to do, and one of the things that, you know, especially in the nation, we're big on, we don't like moving past the term that, you know, we don't fully understand. And we were trying to get out of the bad habit of thinking that we know what we're talking about without really knowing what we're talking about. You know, we throw around the term trade and commerce a lot. What are you really doing when you're trading? What is a trader, and what is trade and commerce?
Trader is someone who facilitates commerce, someone who is in sort of in the middle, sort of like a conductor at a symphony when it comes to business and commerce. So say, for instance, I'm a trader of, let's say, sugar.
Okay.
And the value of sugar, I can look at the market. There's a certain way that we traders look at the market. I can see the value of sugar, the price of sugar, is going up or down. And I decide that I want to profit as the price goes up or down. And so I may put on what's called a trade. I may decide to buy or sell a number of shares or contracts of sugar from, say, a sugar farmer in South America or a sugar farmer in the Caribbean. And I said that I'm a middleman, but there's also another middleman, which is the broker, who sort of creates a marketplace, like no different than a farmer's market, a place where people come, meet, and buy and sell. So I may decide to buy a certain number of shares or contracts of sugar from a farmer who's bringing his crops, in this case sugarcane, to market. He's expecting to get a certain price. I'm expecting to buy it at a certain price. And so there's a meeting of the minds and a meeting of price, and that transaction happens. Once that transaction happens, then there is the whole machination of wheels going in motion. The crops get shipped on a boat, let's say, from Jamaica to wherever its final destination is. That creates jobs. There are people at the shipyard who unload. That creates jobs. There are people who then put the sugar cane on a truck. That creates jobs. It's delivered to say a corporation that's going to process the sugar cane into either raw brown sugar or processed sugar. That creates jobs. So as a person, as a trader, I'm sort of like a middleman that helps the farmer get his price and helps the corporation or another end user, doesn't have to be a corporation, to get their price. It might be corporations like Starbucks who use sugar in their coffee. It might be a cereal company. It might be a cake maker, you know, a pastry maker or something like that. So as a trader, I'm sort of like the wheel, the oil in the wheel that helps the process of commerce happen. Hope that makes sense.
Got you. So with all the business that's being done on the regular throughout any given day, week, or month, you find a way to make sure that you can be in position to have a piece of that transaction and reap some of the reward.
Absolutely. It's a global market. There are people who are competing for price, and the person who can get the best price makes the most money. The reason we're in the market to make money. And there is probably no better business on the planet than being a trader of commodities.
Okay. Now, you know, you highlighted something when you first came on. You talked about, well, I guess, where all this experience sprang from. You said you went to the Million Man March. And one of all the things that I remember from that date, I remember that pledge that we took, and I remember the portion of the pledge where we said, I say your name, pledge into international trade and commerce for the benefit of myself, my family, and my people. You know, I remember the other parts of the pledge, but that part stood out for me.
Yes. Well, I at that time, I was already, I took that pledge very seriously because I was already doing that. I was already in the process of international trade and commerce. And I got to, I'm just going to say this. There was nothing more beautiful than that day, when every brother said hello to everybody. You saw brothers and it's hello. Everything was just warm and beautiful. And that lasted for a long time thereafter. But that pledge, I remember, I'll tell you a quick story. I first went to my job because I had brought all my employees in who worked under me over the weekend. So I get all my work done so that come Monday morning, I could just basically drop off the work to my superiors and then catch the Amtrak down to Washington, D.C. And I did that morning. Actually, I got a flat tire. I lived upstate at the time. I drove over a deer. I hit a deer on the road. I got a flat tire, unfortunately. And I had to change. I got two flat tires. I had to change one, wait for a tow truck to come and deliver me another tire. And they did that right on the spot, right on the road. And then I got to work. It was like 6 in the morning when I hit the deer. And I got to work at about 8 o'clock in New York City. And I then handed my work, put it on my superior's desk, and waited for him to come in, made sure everything was good, and I left. And I got down to New York City, I don't know exactly what time, but probably around 2 o'clock, sometime like around that time. And, of course, there were millions of brothers already there. Somehow or the other, I managed to walk right up to the front, and I was no more than a stone's throw away from the front of the proceedings, which amazed me. All my buddies were somewhere way in the back. I called one of them on the phone. He's like, "Yeah, I'm here, but we're way in the back." I'm like, "I got here at 2 o'clock. It might be 2:30 now." I think I said to him, and I'm in the front, like four rows back. It was very, very amazing. But I'm sorry, brother.
No problem. That story, anytime you go back and reference that date, it's awesome because so many good things sprang from it. You may not see, this organization or that, large-scale movement happen, but just by, just as a testimony of you being here, something great happened that day. Now, I know that you have something that you put together, a wonderful operation and an actual plan because, as I said in the beginning of the show, many of us we're looking for ways to get off of the plantation. We're looking for ways to get ourselves free, break the shackles, and finally go and do for self. There's no way that we're going to achieve what it is that we have in mind and in our heart to achieve, and there's no way we're really going to fulfill on that pledge while, being stuck in a rat race. So what you've worked out is actually an understanding of one of the things that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said. It was prime directive number one to make sure we keep away from black people, and that was the science of business. We were never supposed to actually get the inside scoop on what is going on, but you actually have put together a program that teaches that. Why don't you share a little bit about that, and hopefully you can share from some of the people who have gone through that program with you.
Yes, sir. The idea is to get off the plantation. That's plain and simple. I was fired from the plantation, and it was pretty devastating when it happened. And at the time, my wife was pretty upset about it, but it actually was a blessing in disguise. So being kicked out of the plantation was a blessing for me. I then went on to actually, let me just back up a little bit. And here's kind of how I got into the market. Back in 1987, my father had loaned me some money to use as a down payment on a six-family apartment building in an area near a major hospital. and the tenants in the six-family apartment building were nurses, all nurses. And so this, to me, just made sense. You know, I had a real estate license at the time in 1987, and my father was very much into real estate, and he was sort of pushing me in that direction. I borrowed the money, put it as a down payment on the property. Unfortunately, that deal fell through. The seller managed to find a buyer willing to pay more and sold it directly to that buyer very quickly. I then asked my pops if it would be okay if I take that money, that deposit, it was $50,000, and put it, open up a brokerage account and start investing in the market, quote-unquote investing, as, you know, like everybody else. And, of course, my father said, no, that's a dumb idea, don't do it. I convinced him that it was going to be successful and that it would work, and he said, okay, go ahead and do it. So I opened up a brokerage account in, I believe, August of 87. September of 1987. And I then started asking friends that I knew and professionals, quote-unquote professionals that I knew, who were investors in the market, what it is I should buy now that I have this money deposited in the brokerage account. And I was told to invest in only the bluest of blue chip stocks. That meant IBM, McDonald's, Scholastic Inc., Hewlett Packard, and one other stock. And so I did that. I took the entire money I had and divided it by the five different stocks. So I put $10,000 on one stock, $10,000 on the others. And that was the first week of October 1987. About 2 weeks, 3 weeks later, there was the crash of October 19th, 87. Right. And by the time the dust settled, I had about $5,200 in my account. The broker had liquidated every stock that I had bought and invested in and cashed me out, basically, and left me with about $5,000. So I lost, in about 3 weeks of quote-unquote investing, I lost 90% of that $50,000. Fast forward, you know, that was pretty devastating for me. Of course, you know, I got a lot of I told you so from my wife and from my father, who then after that didn't speak to me for a couple of years.
You said a couple of years, huh?
Couple of years. It was 2 years later that, 2.5 years later, that he actually called me to the house and said, "Let's talk." But in 1989, I used to spend a lot of time at the library. You know, nobody was talking to me anyway, so let me just go study and read. And this is what I did every Sunday morning in my neighborhood. The library opened at 10, and I went to the library, you know, regularly to just, you know, at the time they were. This library had LPs and this, you know, something new called CDs, and they had a huge jazz section, and I would just spend my Sunday mornings there reading the New York Times, whatever. And 2 years later, in 1989, I vinched up enough courage to walk into the business section of the library, and I saw this book on the shelf called Market Wizards. And it looked interesting. The cover looked interesting. And I picked it up. I borrowed it out of the library, checked it out, and I think I read the front cover, the back cover, maybe the inside page and the inside back cover, and then I put it on my nightstand, and I didn't touch it for 2 weeks. I returned it to the library, and when I was in the process of returning it to the library, I ran into one of my neighbors in 1989 who saw this book under my arm, with, of course, with the two LPs that I had borrowed and some CDs, and asked me if I had actually read that book. And I said, no, you know, it looked interesting, but I really didn't get a chance to look at it. And besides, you know, I had gotten burned by the market, and I just didn't have the will, basically, to do it, to read the book. He then began to tell me that this book was so important because in it were interviews from about 8 different traders, not investors, something I had never even heard about, traders, who had made a fortune in the market crash 2 years earlier, in 1987. And here I am returning the book, having not read it. As soon as I got into the library at 10 a.m., I put it on the counter, you know, gave it back to the library, and he soon stood right behind me and checked the book out. The book had been out for about 3 weeks. I went back every week to try and see the book was there. They only had one copy. And it was a very, very new book, and it had not been returned. I managed to somehow get a copy, an actual fresh copy of the book, from a friend of mine who worked at the publisher, which was HarperCollins. at the time. She gave me the book, sent it to me, and I read that book thoroughly, three times, cover to cover, in about a month. And I then understood the mistake I made as an investor in the market. I was told, you know, do this whole Warren Buffett thing, you know, buy and just hold the stock forever. It's going to go up. They always go up. Stock market always goes up. Instead, these guys in the book were talking about buying and selling, trading stocks and commodities and options and futures and things like that, and how, you know, the fortune they had made doing so. I then decided that I was going to check into this. And I went back to the library consecutive weeks, and I did as much research as I could. Most of the research was on microfiche at the time. And I, you know, Xerox or copied, you know, whatever I could from the microfiche and found some magazine articles about this idea of trading. I literally decided to contact some of the people who were interviewed in the book to get more information, since there wasn't much in the library at the time. And one such person in the book actually responded to my letter that I sent him. He actually called me back, and I flew out to meet him. And I found out so much sitting down and talking to this person about what trading was really all about, that I knew I was now on a new course that would change my understanding about the markets. So that was 1989. Fast forward to 1992. By this time, I have a background as a programmer, so I began programming what I understood and thought and had learned about the market as a trader. I wasn't a trader yet, but I was developing a simple idea, a germ of an idea of what trading was really about. And I began to, with the help of my wife, who was also a programmer, a much better programmer than me, began to write down in C++ what I understood about what I should be doing in the market. And we basically developed a system of how we trade the market. This system covers every aspect of what we do as traders, from everything from, it's basically five rules it covers. It covers what we should be trading or not trading. It covers how much of our capital should we use in that trade. It covers when to pull the trigger, when to get in. It covers when to add more to that trade, when to add more money to that trade or buy more. And it also covers when to get in or when to get out. Basically, when to get out of a winning trade or when to get out of a losing trade. And, of course, as traders, we understand that there will be losing trades. You know, it's only fantasy to think that every trade will be a winner. So my code that was written in C++ basically understands how to look at the market, and how to trade the market. It's a system that I have. It's called a simple trend system. Without a trend, you don't make money in the market. So my system looks for trends and trades them. Very simple.
Awesome, awesome. You know, that as you were telling me that, I think I mentioned to you yesterday that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has put really the whole entire nation on a course of study that heavily involves, you know, getting the mind right, for lack of better terminology, getting the mind right and getting us to think logically and mathematically. And now within the last year, more than ever, we've been heavily leaning on statistical data and understanding how trends shape and determine what it is that we should be doing. You know, the message for this whole year is the time and what must be done. But you got to learn to read the signs and read what's going on around you so you know when to begin something, when to stop something. So I love what you're talking about. You know, it really resonates with our language and the culture that we're trying to foster. So I'm anxious to hear more about how it works and what it is that can be done. How is this beneficial for black people at large?
Absolutely. Here's the thing that I discovered about trading. It is the perfect business, especially for brothers, because you can get into this thing with very little money. And if you learn a system, you know, you can get into it sort of willy-nilly and do whatever you want to do, you're going to lose your money. That's clear. People always say it's risky. It's risky. Of course it is. But what we do is we manage risk. We decide how much risk to take on any one trade, and we then decide how to manage that risk. So technically, we call ourselves risk managers. That's who we are. We're no different than an insurance company. We're no different than any other company, really, that understands what their risks are and then works around those risks. So take, for instance, Geico Insurance, which is owned by Warren Buffett. He did an interview about a month ago on one of the financial news networks, and which I don't suggest you follow or listen to, but he did do an interview, and he was asked by the reporter, how did Geico Insurance do this in 2012? And to everyone's surprise, Warren Buffett said that Geico Insurance had a banner year, that it had made more money than ever in history. And then the interviewer asked him, how is that possible with all of these natural events, earthquakes, hurricanes, Superstorm Sandy, all of that stuff that was affected, that happened last year, how is it possible that Geico Insurance made a profit? And he said, quite simply, we manage risk. We adjusted our premiums to manage to anticipate the risks that we would experience in 2012. And he said they paid out record payments to their clients, to people who were insured, but they still managed to eke out a banner year in profit because he understands risk. So the thing that's great about this business is you can do this. Even sisters can do this. I mean, I have sisters in my class. I have got one sister who's actually in the nation who's studying now. And I've got about eight brothers now who are FOI in training and learning this system. So it's something that you can pick up. If you learn it properly, you apply yourself, you can do this. The only requirement is that you be disciplined, which is exactly the reason why I approached some of the brothers in the nation, because in my experience, I grew up in New York, right around Mosque Number 7, and I kept a keen eye on what brothers in the nation are doing, and I know that the brothers that I've met in the nation were some of the most disciplined brothers that I know. And my system requires that you be disciplined, and by discipline, what I mean is you be able to follow a system to the letter. Not deviate, just do it. You don't have to reinvent the wheel, just follow the system. And if you do so, you can take very little money and you can produce a lot of money, a lot of money. I often tell my students a story about a little-known politician that a few of us may know about, who took $1,000 and turned it into trading, turned it into a $100,000 profit in about 10 months of actual trading. And that little-known politician did this in 1978, 79, and 80. Through that two-year span, she pulled her monies together with 24 other people. She took $1,000, somebody took $1,000, somebody took $500, somebody took $2,000, and they all pulled their monies together, 24 people, and they found in their midst a trader, a real bona fide trader who helped them grow their money. And that little known politician was Hillary Clinton. She took in 1978 through 1980, she took $1,000 and turned it into actually the news articles you might find online if you Google it would say she only made $99,500 and change. But the investigation I did said that she made $106,000. So she actually made excess of $100,000 with about 10 months of actual trading trends in the market. This is something anybody can do. It's so simple, my system, that I taught it to my 13-year-old son. He's going to be 19 next month. So, and he does it. He knows how to trade. He knows how to make money in the market. And when you do this, you can make literally unlimited money. You don't have any startup costs. other than pooling your monies together with other brothers or sisters who have the same idea in mind. You don't have any storefronts you got to buy. You don't have any inventory you got to purchase. You can start with very little money and just work your way up. There are countless stories of people who started with, there's a famous story of a young 17-year-old kid who started with, I believe it was $400, and in about 12 years of trading, not investing, 12 years of trading, turned it into $200 million. So
wow.
It's a very lucrative business if you learn it properly. I started after losing that $45,000. I started over again with the $5,200 that was in my brokerage account. And, in the very beginning, I had a series of losing trades, which you're going to have anyway. And I managed to get, with the losing trades, I got my account down to about $3,000 and change. But then I learned how to trade. In that process of losing, I learned how to win. And I grew my account. And today I have... a very large account, let's just put it that way, with my business partners and my own personal account. I have a pretty substantial trading account. I don't like to talk about how much I have, but I do have quite a bit.
Don't necessarily need to put all your business out there in the streets, but you have something that works and you can show and prove that it works.
Absolutely. And my system is so mathematical that it's I call it a simple trend system. And by simple, I mean it's logical. It's mathematical. It's a science. If you can follow the system, you can make money.
Awesome. All right. So now I was going to get on you. You were flowing pretty quick. You said this is the ideal business for brothers, but we want to let all of our audience members know that what we're talking about here is about empowering us as a people. So we're not just looking at empowering brothers or this is good for men, but for women, for work-at-home moms, for sisters who also need to work on empowering their segment of our community. This is also an ideal fit for them too.
Yes, sir. This is not the idea I have in presenting this to the nation. It's not a me thing. It's not, it's not let me get rich so I can just, be the big man or the big woman. This is about cooperative economics. The only way you're going to make this money is that you pull together your resources among yourselves. I'm not interested in trading anybody's money. I've got my own. But if you pull your resources together and you learn, take the time to learn this system, and it doesn't take that long to learn it, you take the time to learn it, you pull your resources together, whatever those resources are when you start, you can exponentially grow those resources very, very quickly. It's not a get-rich-quick thing. This is, this is long-term, 1, 2, 3, 4 years, but in that period of time, you can exponentially grow your business. And I call this a business. This is my business. And again, it's not just for the brothers, it's for the nation. And it's not just the Nation of Islam, it's the nation of black people who are tired of being on the plantation.
Right. Well, you got it. I tell you what we're going to do. We're at the top of the hour. We're going to take a little break. And then when we come back, I know you said you have a few of your students who can also attest to what it is they're learning and can share some of the experiences. We want to hear from them. But we also want to hear about exactly what your system is and how others can find out about it, all right? So we're going to take our break, and we're going to go ahead and come back with that. For those of you who want to join in on this conversation, dial in at 646-716-5971 and just press the number 1 on your phone, and I'll know that you're waiting to be brought into the queue. But hold on. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and then we'll come back with a word from our sponsor and jump right back into the conversation. This is the No Romance Without Finance show. right, welcome back to the No Romance Without Finance show. I'm your host, Vernon Muhammad, and we're here with our guest, Steve Fox, who's teaching us about market trading and a particular system that he's come up with that can be a very effective tool for us in this day and time. I want to share a word from our sponsor. For those of you who don't know, brothers and sisters in our own community have gotten together, pooled our resources, and begun the process of producing our own needs. The members of Freedom Paper Company are manufacturers and distributors of personal paper products, quality grade A personal paper products, bathroom tissue, paper towels, facial tissue, things of that nature. They've made an attempt to corner an industry producing what we actually need, use, and purchase on the daily, weekly, and monthly for ourselves, our homes, our schools, our mosques, our churches. Why continue to purchase from companies, corporations that don't have our community's best interest at heart? Why don't we begin to buy black, pool our resources, and purchase from our own brothers and sisters? So if you get the opportunity, go visit the website, www.freedompapercompany.com. Check out the products that they offer that you already are spending money on, and buy black. Also, if you know of people who are looking to make an impact in the economic condition in our community, they offer affiliate programs, they offer consulting programs, and they offer an opportunity to become independent wholesale distributors so that you can capture a portion of this $2.4 billion industry for yourself. So the time and what must be done says that we must put the economic blueprint into practice before us to talk about it. So let's go ahead and make that happen. Freedom is what you deserve. All right, Steve, we are back, and I see that we have a couple of people on the line. You want to bring some of the callers in, or you want to go ahead and present a little bit more? I think some of your students may be out there waiting to come in.
No, brother, go right ahead and let them talk. I've talked enough.
Oh, we got more to hear from you, brother. That's for sure. Well, I tell you what, we have a caller from 602. Caller from the 602 area code. I just opened up your microphone, 602-314. Who are you? And welcome to the No Romance Without Finance show.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
This is Brother Meek. I am one of Brother Fox's students. Peace,
yes,
Brother Fox.
Peace, brother.
I'm one of the students. I'm right now, I think I'm in my seventh week of the training, and the training is absolute. It's fantastic. Let me tell you, one of the things that I like about it is the change in the orientation of the thinking towards the markets. Because I tried to get into the markets 10 years ago, and I was unsuccessful. It just seemed too difficult. It seemed like you had to have a degree in economics or something. You know how the Caucasian does things; he masks it. But Brother Fox's training is like it gets right to the point on what you need to know specifically, and like what I do is when I take the training, I go outside and I research myself, and a lot of things that I find that we learning in the class. There are examples of it, examples of what not to do. And so it's a pretty big eye-opener. And another one of the biggest things, there's two of them. The second biggest thing, at least for me, is looking at just my own household. One thing Brother Fox got across to me that has stuck with me ever since is everything that I consume in my house is tradable. Everything from electricity to water, to my cell phones, and I'm talking with Brother Fox. I'm having him watch the minister, Savings Day. So he's watching it. So he hits me back. He say, hey, the minister just said we spend about $19 billion a year in cell phone. He's like, in about a year or two, he said, I believe we can make just $1 million trading AT&T, Verizon, Sprint. And these are all services that we have, but we never think about trading them. So ever since I got that in my head, everything in my house has been on a list, and I've been on a research list to see if they're on the markets. If you're on the markets, I'm finna get you. I'm going to make I'm going to trade right down from the Capri Suns my children drink to the cable that I got subscribed. I mean, it's changed my mind in how I look at that, because if I look at it from one angle, I've just been a consumer. They've just been taking my money. Cell phone, cable, electricity, water. These are things you got to have, electricity and water, but they are tradable. And so that's changed my mind a huge deal. I mean, 180 degrees from how I saw it just 3 months ago. And the other big thing that I like about Brother Fox's training is that the homework that he gives you each week is coupled with some type of documentary that you have to watch. And the documentary that you have to watch is pulling the veil off who's controlling the markets. Especially this one I'm watching right now, it's like all on the international bankers. So he's not leaving you blind. He's trying to tell you, hey, the strings are being controlled, but this is who's doing it. Each class is like that. As you keep progressing, as you keep, like I said, I'm in the 7 week. So as you keep going, you're getting a dose of that. What you need to know, and there's how, and this is why, and then here comes the homework, the documentary coupled with the practical application of what you just learned that you have to apply. So it'd be, you know, it's repetitive. You're applying your tools. So those are the biggest things. And being able to see, I should say, the last one I'll say, and then I'll get off, is what he said. It's being able to see the trend. And he gives a good analogy on how the simple trend does it. And it's like you're likened to being a farmer. I heard you mention about being a day trader. So he or you heard that term before. So day trading, he likens it to Jack and the beanstalk, the jumping magic pills, whereas a person who's looking for the trend is like a farmer. So, you know, when you plant the seeds today, next week you're not looking to reap the benefits of the crop. In 2 months right now, you're not looking to reap the benefits of the crop. You may show signs of the crop growing, but it's not ready yet. It may be 6-7 months, and the crop will let you know when it's ready to go because it'll be falling off the tree and whatnot. That's how you have to look at it, being, following the trend. So it's made the markets look practical. So I've been in it 7 weeks, and it is very practical, just how we're looking at it. You're not looking at it as a day trader getting in at one-tenth of a millisecond or whatever. It's like being a farmer, and that's the best analogy that I can relate it, that he related to me, because you can see that. I mean, if you plant some grapes today, they're not ready next week. They're not ready in 2 weeks. Maybe ready in 3 or 4 months. But you got to have the patience. So that's what's really great about the training.
Brother, can I ask you, do you think this is how do you think this fits in with the nation, with the brothers in the nation and the sisters in the nation, and your training from the nation?
I think it fits well right now. You know, the nation has always been on economic progress and pulling on resources and doing for self. But it fits in a way that it's allowing us to do something for self by utilizing the same system that's here right now that we don't even utilize. Like a lot of us are not in the markets because of lack of knowledge, fear, or whatnot. And one of the things, like Brother Vernon said, and I have in front of me, is the pledge. One of it was we pledged to get into international trade and commerce. And the last part of that is that we will do everything in our power and spare up any finance to accomplish the said above. But we don't. We usually, just be honest, we just talk. We just talk it, sound good. But actually doing it is hard. You don't do it. So that training gives you like for me, when I started dealing in your class, I started researching all the markets and found that in every country there's a market. Every country has a stock exchange. Africa has 29 stock exchange and markets, and start learning how commodities come to market, how these farmers bring their products to market, how they do all this. It's like it's a whole system going by buyers that we're not paying attention to. But the minister is on that line. He wants to buy that cattle farm with 70,000 acres, $24 million. But, see, we can't do it. We ain't got no money, us individually. so that, you know, we all on the rat race, and it's gonna be hard to purchase something like that on being on the rat race. And so that changes your mind about how the market is. It allows you to see that it's not a get rich quick scheme. You gotta learn risk. You gotta learn. It's a science. You gotta learn this. But you can extract money on it. You can actually help. With money, you can do more. Without money, you can't do nothing. Just be real.
You know, you're talking my language. I've been saying that so much over the past couple of days, but I've been having more and more of these conversations, and you're absolutely right. You know, we, as much as we want to help and we want to be, you know, great contributors to the cause of truth and empowered to make a difference, if you're limping, if you're wounded, if you're a man down, you know, how can you be the greatest help to the cause that you intend to be? You owe it to yourself. It's really your responsibility to educate yourself, to make yourself available to the knowledge that could help you and your people, just like it says in Message to the Black Man, acquire knowledge to benefit self and kind. We owe it to ourselves, we owe it to our nation, to put ourselves in position, empower ourselves to be greater contributors. So you're speaking my language, but I love this. I love this. I can't thank you enough for having the foresight to step out there, because, you know, you're one of a few. He said he's only teaching about 7 or 8 brothers who have stepped up so far. So I'm very proud of you, brother. I want to encourage you. You know, the fact that you hung in there for 7 weeks, I think it's what, about 7 or 8 more weeks to go. Keep up the good work, man, because I want to have you back on the show. You know what the No Romance Without Finance show is about. We strictly business, so we want to increase this type of conversation among the people in our nation and in our culture. Because when black people in business, you know, we know a little bit about hustling, but when it comes to business and markets and international trade and commerce, you know, it really is a foreign language. But we want to make it more common. I love what you're involved in, and Brother Steve, I can't thank you enough for what you're doing. Let's go on ahead and keep the conversation flowing, because we definitely have more people on, but I want to make sure that the audience, before we run out of time, gets what the program is and how to, you know, how to find out more about the program. What is the process for starting to get in? Brother D, did you have any more to say?
I do, but you know what? I'm getting text messages from two of the brothers who I think are on hold, and I think one of them is working, so he wants to say something before he has to go back to work.
All right. I got another caller in from 218 area code. I see that your hand is raised. Calling from 218-616. You're on the line.
Oh, okay. It's 281, bro.
Oh, 281. I'm so excited, brother. I apologize.
That's all right. This is Brother Jerry Muhammad 2G. I was just calling in. I didn't know about the show, but, man, it's cool, you know, just to know that there's a show out there. And look, what I really was tripping on was that it was the Romance Without Finance. You know, it was an old Dolemite saying that I remember it from. So so that had me bust out laughing when I heard it, you know.
Everybody
but anyway.
I'm fishing.
Yes, sir. Nah, well, you surely hooked me in with that one, boy. I bust out laughing when I saw that, boy. But it's so real, everything that everyone has said. And I just want to, first I want to, extend the greeting words of peace to you all. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Okay. Anyway, I just to add to, you know, the discussion here. My standpoint, I'm only 2 to 3 weeks in the program right at this point, so I'm not as far as Brother Mikhail, and peace be unto you, bro. I'm not as far as he is in the program. However, just in the little bit of time that I've experienced learning from Trader Fox, man, I'm just like, my mind is opened up, you know, greatly, you know, over this period of time, this short period of time. And just to add on to what Brother was saying just a few minutes ago, excuse me. Well, I guess I could kind of give you an overview, because, of course, we can't give you what we getting until y'all get into the program. You know, it's that simple. But the first step here is the mindset. this is what I'm learning. It's a mindset to approach the market. You know what I'm saying? You have to be able to see the market a certain way. And so many people have so many things and variables and reasons why they are part of the market that distorts their ability to effectively deal in the market or trade in the market. So in order to approach it properly, you have to have the right mindset. It's almost like, you know, brothers, when we was, you know, really cutting up and you wanted to approach a woman, you had to say the right thing. You know what I mean? You was going to blow it if you said the wrong thing. That's just the bottom line to it, you know.
Yes, sir.
So there are masters that learn how to approach that woman and how to effectively, you know, get results. And you know, so Trader Fox is one of those. And we learning from him. And what I like mostly about this program is it's teaching a man how to fish for a lifetime. Y'all remember that saying? I know y'all remember that saying.
Right.
Give
a man a fish, you'll teach him for a day, but teach him how to fish and he'll eat forever.
That's right. That's the one, bro. That's the one I'm talking about. So, yes, that's definitely how this program is. And you know, I love it already. And without getting into a lot of detail, but you get to see how people they approach the market and where they make their mistakes. And most of the time, it is knowledge. There is a knowledge gap. However, the first problem is something in self that's not been cultivated. And we have our little problems, and we approach the market, and we utilize allow those impediments to get in the way of our good or the ability to trade effectively. So that's as simple as I can put it. I apologize.
Okay, hey, brother, I appreciate that, and that was certainly right on time. Brother Steve, what I want to do is get into the nuts and bolts of what it is that you, what this program is, because we want more people to find out about it, and we want them to find out how they can get into it. So why don't you give us some of the details on that?
I apologize, brother, but I'm getting a tweet from the brother that the other brother that's working, who said to me he wants to get on. He said he can talk for a quick minute. So I think he's online. It's Brother Nick.
Brother, if he's online and he wants to come in, tell him to hit one because I see a few numbers, but I don't know which one is his. Tell him to press number one on his phone. And when I see that, I can go ahead and bring him on in.
Okay. So until he does that, then I'll go ahead and explain the details. Let me just write him a note here. Call in and follow.
Well, let me know what area code he's calling from.
I believe he's calling from the same area code as you, Brother Mike, right?
602?
602, okay. I see another 602-314. I'm about to bring you in. 602-314, I just opened up your microphone. Who's this?
Hey, how you doing? This is Brother Nick.
All right, Brother Nick, peace and blessings. Welcome to the No Romance Without Finance show.
Yeah, real quick, I'm actually at work trying to chime in on this.
Right.
I just want to just call in. Just there's not much I can say that some of the other brothers haven't covered, but one of the main things I like about Trader Fox's program so far is just the convenience of it. That's the main. That's one of the things I like about it, and then the fact that he makes it very easy to learn. You know what I mean? It's taking complex concepts and then he breaks it down so it's very easy for you to understand.
So the market isn't anything to be scared of or have fear or remain ignorant about.
I mean, basically, if you would have asked me, because I'm actually in week 10 right now with Steve, and one of the main things right now is if you would have asked me, you know, what some of the stuff I've learned up to this point is about, you know, 11 weeks ago, it would have looked like Japanese to me. You know what I'm saying? And he's broken it down, and
one of the things is I'm the king of asking stupid questions. You know what I'm saying? And he's so patient about it.
Way.
What'd you say?
I said, get them all out the way.
You know, he's very patient. I mean, you know, it's a lot of times, you know, since I've been doing the program, it's like even when I contact him when it's not teaching hours, he'll reach out and probably most likely drop what he's doing to help me out as well.
Oh,
sure.
I mean, I want to thank you, you know, online as well, Steve. I appreciate.
I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate
you. And you owe me, man.
Yeah, and Brother Mikkel's the one that actually introduced me. I've known Brother Mikkel for a long time.
Well, that
and,
is great. Exactly how we're supposed to be doing.
I'm sorry.
I said that's exactly how we're supposed to be doing. Each one pull another brother or sister in, and we all get strong together.
Exactly. And so far, I'm very satisfied, you know what I mean, with where I'm at as far as the knowledge that he's been teaching so far. And
sure.
Most of the time, it's like because most of our sessions are a limited time, you know
mm-hmm.
what I mean, and it's not really about trying to get through the training. It's actually you're kind of wondering what's next. I'm already asking questions that I know he's not going to teach for like another week or two.
Awesome. That means it's got your mind working. That's a good thing.
Yeah, exactly.
That is awesome.
Where do you see the future, brother, once you finish this? What do you see as the future?
Honestly, like, you know, it's kind of like what some of the other brothers were saying. I want to do this as an actual trade. The more and more I learn about it, you actually see this as more than just, you know, doing on the side. You could do this for a living. And it opens up a lot of things as far as doing it for a living. That means, you know, it's like Brother Mike was saying, you know, you have different markets everywhere. So it's, all you really need is a computer and you got a job. You know what I mean? Once you start, you know, building up the capital and you know, following the system and accumulating funds, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Awesome.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you all so much. I appreciate y'all coming on, giving us the time. And, Brother Nick, I definitely appreciate you. You keep on working this, brother, so that you don't have to, you know, sneak away while you're on the job. Eventually, you can like you said, you know, be free to talk as long as you want. So thank you for taking the time, brother.
No problem. Thank you.
All brother right. Brandon, can I say one thing real fast?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
This is Brother Mikkel. I got to say this. One of the things that Brother Fox definitely got over, and I think it's probably beneficial for anybody listening and anybody thinking about getting in, is that you don't fear the market and you don't fear the crash because you're looking for trends. And once Brother Fox got that across, like he told me, he's like, man, I made most of my money in times of when markets are crashing, but he's showing you what to look for. So like he said in the beginning, as a trader, you make money whether it's going up or whether it's going down. So practical, what to look for. And I did it the test on my own, one of the tools you got to use once you get to week three or week four, you start introducing you into tools. I looked at Fannie Mae, and Fannie Mae was on in 08, and they started what's called a downtrend in 07. But most people didn't start talking about the housing bust and how panicking, though, until about September, November of 08. But they started in 07. And so as a trader looking for, like he teaches you, you're looking for uptrends, downtrends. You see that, your rules match, you get in and you short. And you just ride all the way. You ride that big wave. So at least for me, and I'm pretty sure for the other people, you're not fearing the markets the way people fear the markets, because people fear a big crash. People fear a bubble. Not a trader, because he's showing you what to look for. Whether it's up or whether it's down, this is what you look for. And this is what you do. If it's up, you go along. If it's short, if it's going down, you go short. You make that. And it's hard to believe that something as simple as that is missed by the masses. So when you go back and watch, I'll listen to what he calls noise. You know, you don't want to pay attention to the noise. I'll listen to the noise and filter it through what I'm being taught. I'm like, wow, this is just amazing, amazing. Mm-hmm. So Brother Fox really is big on that. That once you put where Brother Jerry is, right, because about week three is where it starts really crystallizing, because that's where you start learning how to look for the trend and what tools you use to look for the trend. And then in your homework, you're giving a few stocks or whatever commodities to look at and use your charts and use your tools to look for these trends. It's there as clear as day. So you don't fear the crashes is what I'm saying. If a crash is happening, you're like, okay. Most times people fear a crash because there's like in one of the homework tools you're learning about the 401k, people just put their money in the stock hoping it go up. But there's nothing, if it reverse direction, there's no safeguards for them. And those brokers or whoever is managing their stock is not managing it from that aspect. But what you're learning from Brother Steve is a safeguard when it's going up, a safeguard when it's going down. You're making money both ways. And so I think that's the biggest thing that I took from it. I think that was important to say is, like, you don't fear it. If it's crashing, that's fine for me because I know what to look for. I know what to do. And if we can get this with Brother Fox is teaching to more of our people, then more of our people won't become victims of it. So that, I thought that was very important to say.
You hit a home run with that statement right there. You know, I remember, and I'm going to say this real quick. Hopefully, Brother Steve, I know that you shared quite a few quotes and words of wisdom from some of the giants of old with me yesterday. I hope you have some of those handy because I want to hear the story about the one whose wife, sold everything and got rid of everything and found out that, you know, I'll let you tell the story, but you know which one I'm talking about. What I wanted to share was in 2000, I read the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad from Robert Kiyosaki, and that's the one that kind of tipped me off and got me thinking in terms of this new language, new world of possibility that was out there that for the most part we hadn't been exposed to. And the title of the book is actually Rich Dad, Poor Dad, What the Rich Teach Their Kids About Money That the Poor and Middle Class Don't Know About. And somewhere in there, he talked about the rules of money and did touch on the stock market, the market. And one of the points about that stood out to me was the fact that rich people and educated people who really know what they're doing, they know how to make money or how to get their work to grow and blossom and flourish, whether the market's going up, whether the market's going down, or whether it's going sideways. The name of the game is knowing how to keep yourself moving ahead. Keep growing, keep prospering, no matter what the noise, as the brother said, no matter what everything else is going on, you got to learn how to master the game and master the system so that you end up winning and benefiting regardless to what happens. So I love that part, and I think that that's something that we all need to pay attention to and learn about because our destiny is to master this world and what's going on in this world. So keep that in mind and pay attention to what Brother Steve is about to share because in our last 20 minutes, hard to believe that, you know, the time is flowing so fast, but I told you it would. We actually got about 20 minutes to the show left. So, Brother Steve, why don't you bring it on home and tell people what the program is and all the particulars they need to know if they want to come looking for you and get involved.
Absolutely. First step is to, if you are listening to this broadcast and you are interested in moving forward, I think you've just got to take that leap of faith. I heard the minister say something during his keynote address that just, I guess I knew it as on a personal level, but I didn't realize how the scope of it. He said it in his keynote address, Savior's Day address, a couple of months ago, that there's about 330,000 PhDs and master degree people out there who are on food stamps. So if these people are on food stamps and they have masters and PhDs, then you don't stand a chance with your bachelor's of science or what have you, unless you can learn a system that can take you from point A to point C. And so I have a system. I think my system is superior to anybody else's system. I had a discussion with Brother Mike last night. He was showing me someone else's concoction of a system that I basically said to him it's just a joke. You know, had I come to him with a system like that, I would have expected him to shut me out pretty quickly, and he should have. But my system is a very simple system, and if you're interested in learning the system, I suggest you contact me either via Facebook, and I'm on Facebook as two separate words. words Trader, T-R-A-D-E-R, Fox, and Fox is spelled F-O-X-X. Or you can call me on my office number, which is 203-903-0485. Just leave me a message. Say you heard the broadcast and you're interested. The next step after that, if you move that in that direction, is that I present to you what I call my orientation. My orientation is just that. It just gives you an idea of what you can expect to learn and do. And then the next step is, of course, I get you started. I first get you started on learning what's called, what I call the philosophy of a successful long-term trader. It's online. It's on my website. It's a members-only website. I don't share it with the general public. And as of 2013, I'm kind of eliminating white folks from my calendar, and I'm just kind of focusing on the brothers and on the sisters who are interested in learning how to do this, because I believe, like the minister does, this is the time. That song that Brother Vernon played at the very beginning of the show, I listen to it every day because it's so inspiring to me about this being our time, and you have to step out on faith and make the first step. You have to make that first step towards me. I guarantee you this is something you can learn. So just do that. If you're interested, my goal this year is to get 100 brothers and sisters in the nation, and in the nation of black people who are conscious, get them taught, get them train them how to do this system, and then get those brothers and same brothers and sisters pooling their resources together, whatever it is. It might be $100. It might be a brother with $20,000. You pull your resources together among yourselves, and I'm going to show you how to set up a brokerage account. I'm going to show you how to set up a corporation. I'll even show you, I haven't even mentioned this to the brothers in the class yet, but I'll even show you how to get that brokerage account funded, all of that. But, you know, you got to show me that you're interested in moving forward and getting off the plantation. You got to show me you're interested in an exit strategy, that you think it's time for you to get off the plantation. I will happily, I'll be the sojourner of truth for you, and I will come and get you and bring you off the plantation. I'll take you off the plantation. This is a very doable thing. It's easy to learn. The markets should not be feared. You should respect them, but you can master them very quickly. My training course is a 15-week course. I spend about an hour and a half a week on the phone, on Skype, basically, on doing my class. And then it's a 15-week class. You always start at week one. Nobody can jump in the middle. Week one, you start. 15 weeks later, if you do consecutive weeks, you will be what I call an elite trader. I guarantee you. You will know more about the market than probably 90% of the people who call themselves traders and or investors in the market. And I give you plenty of homework. Every week the homework gets more and more. It's more detailed. It's more sophisticated. It's more informative. But it teaches you what's going on in the market. It teaches you who's, as Brother Mikhail says, it teaches you who's really pulling the strings. It shows you who are the corrupt people in the market. It shows you who are the fakers in the market. And it shows you how you can bring down this world of white supremacy. People think that, well, I'm a trader, I'm participating in the world of white supremacy. Actually, I'm not. I'm not. I'm actually doing something quite different. If I were an investor in the market, you might say that about me, but I'm a trader. I facilitate commerce. I'm a trader. So that's all I have to say, brother.
That is that's right on point. So I want to make sure that everybody's clear on what needs to happen. First, he said go to Facebook, look for Trader Fox with two X's. Trader, one word, Fox, F-O-X-X, two X's.
Yes.
Make sure you connect with them on Facebook. I know that we're all on the social networks, so everybody go ahead, do that. Make sure that you get yourself in position. Gave his phone number. You can go ahead and contact him that way. Get in touch and make sure you do this. We've got an opportunity. We've got a chance, a way, something that is a benefit, a tool. We know how when tools are presented, what we're expected to do with them, pick them up and put it to use so that we can get the maximum benefit out of it. Take advantage of the tool that's right before us. And if you are under-earning, if you think that, you know, the price of programs like this is way too much to deal with, we've already been given a solution to that. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad in the Economic Blueprint right up front said begin to pool your resources, work collectively, make no excuses for failure. You know, so if one person can't afford the price of the program, a squad get together, a group of, you know, sisters get together, all of the single moms get together, whatever you have to do, remove the obstacles, break the limitations and the restrictions of the matrix, and let's blow the doors off of this thing. The minister already told us that the power of this world to hold us down doesn't even exist anymore. The only reason that we are experiencing lack and poverty and want is because we won't do what's necessary. The time and what must be done dictate that we begin to get up and do what is essential for our own survival. Okay? At the Holy Day of Atonement 2010 in Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, the minister laid it out flat. He said, in case you didn't know, we are at war. Business is warfare. So we got to take seriously. Get ourselves immersed and involved in it. Economics, trade, and commerce, all of that must be the topic of conversation nonstop. That's the work that we do. Business is the activity of life. So if you're not exchanging and being involved in commerce of some sort, then the day goes past and nothing happened. You didn't make anything happen. But here is a way for us to actively begin to empower ourselves, empower our families, empower our community and our nation, and make sure that we can do the things that is being set before us as an agenda. If we want to begin purchasing land and the materials to make that land fruitful and productive, then we got to be in a position to do that. We can't continue to ask for donations and handouts and, you know, wonder why it's not coming. Is not coming because we're not doing what's necessary. We're not producing what we need to produce so that we can fulfill on those intentions. So we got no more excuses. We got no more reasons, no more explanations on why we're not going to do that. Let's get up and let's make it happen. We don't make excuses. We make it happen. That's our culture. That's just what we do and who we are. So Brother Steve, Brother McCall, Brother Nick, I want to thank you all for coming on to the show. I appreciate
Jerry.
You taking the time to do this. And Brother Jerry, I forgot, but I thank you so much. I wish that we could have gotten the sister on, or some of the sisters who are participating in the program, because I would love to hear some of their experiences. But here's what I want to ask as a personal favor to everyone who is listening to this show, whether you're listening on the internet or whether you called in on the phone, spread the word about this, okay? I don't know about you, but I hear conversations and see so much of the chatter on Twitter and Facebook when Scandal comes on and when the BET Awards comes on and anything else that's going on. There's so much conversation about that, but very little conversation about business, economics, finance, trade, and commerce. You know, just like the brother said, if this show was about romance and relationships, I'd have to have loads of people in here. That's why I named it No Romance Without Finance. You know, we got to get down to business, get to the serious stuff.
Sure.
Blast this out, share the link, spread the word, get more people to listen to this broadcast. We're going to have this in the archive, so if they didn't hear it live, we got however many thousands of people that like to listen to the archive. Blast it on out there and spread the word, because your family, your friends, all of the people that you and I know need to hear more about this. So thank you once again. Brother Steve, you got anything else to say to us?
Actually, I think I talked my throat out. I'm pretty much done. I guess
you're
I can say one more quick
that's
thing.
That's how you're supposed to do it, man. You're supposed to leave it all on the floor.
Yes, sir. That's what I tried to do. I didn't give anybody information about how much it costs, so let me just put it out there. And I think Brother McHale can verify this. He's done some research on what other system training programs have cost or do cost. Typically, the training programs to learn how to trade, I mean, there's dozens and dozens of training programs out there. I think most of them are garbage, but if not 99% of them are garbage. Brother McKinnon was showing me someone else's program, I think, last night, and I didn't get a chance to ask him what that fella is charging.
$3,000.
Okay, good. And I got, you know, I think we both agree that what he was teaching was complete nonsense. I am making this training available to individuals and to groups So for individuals, I am bringing it down to what I call a very affordable price. I think $75 a week for an hour and a half of my time to teach you how to make money for the rest of your life, I think that's a bargain. And if you come with two or more brothers or sisters as a group, I think I charge, I think it's $58 as a group per person for 15 weeks of training. And there's a lot of training, and there's a lot to learn, and you're going to learn it, and you're going to be very successful at it. So I wish I could do it for free, but I do have a staff person that I pay on a weekly basis to help me send out all the emails and send out all the training and, you know, all that sort of stuff. But I think it's very affordable. If $75 is not affordable, then you need to – I told one sister who said to me she didn't have any money to learn. I said, well, you know, when you learn this, something happens. You make that one step in the right direction. It's sort of like the creator meets you halfway. So what often happens, what I've seen happen often, is that people just take that first step, they go to learn, and then the money just kind of gravitates towards you because now you know what to do with it. You're not going to get the money and go out and buy a Cadillac. You're going to go get the money, and you're going to trade it, and you're going to make more money with it. So I think this is a skill, like any other skill, that you have to learn. And once you learn it, the usefulness comes later. You may not have had a car when you first learned how to drive, but you learned how to drive anyway. And then eventually you got a car. So it's that skill kind of thing you have to learn.
You're right. You're absolutely right. You know, another one of those laws or principles that I heard about is the time velocity of money. You know, you have to have money in motion. Money has to move. It's going to move anyway. You know, you can try to hold on to money. You can keep that $20 in your pocket. I guarantee you, your hand going to start itching and it's going to go somewhere. You're either going to lose it or you're going to put the money to work for you. This is all about how to put that money to work for you before you lose it. Typically, we're used to giving our money to somebody else and, you know, making their dream come true and financing somebody else's world staying afloat. Now it's time to start redirecting and refunding that into programs, into opportunities that are going to bring empowerment back into our community. So, again, I just urge people, take this seriously. Make the move that's going to be a benefit to yourself and to the greater community at large. So that's it. We're about to wrap it up. I definitely want to thank you all for joining us on the No Romance Without Finance show and the Nation Building Network. We're so thankful to our protocol director, queen of operations, Sister Gidget Muhammad, for doing so much of the work in the background and connecting the dots and putting all of the pieces together. Thank you so much, Big Sister. I appreciate you and love you so much. The Nation Building Network lineup for this week, I don't know all the shows. I know that Brother Jihad Muhammad always has on the front lines with the Fruit of Islam on Tuesday nights. And he's always ready to let it be known what's happening on the front line of our efforts to be a benefit of force and change for our people all across America. We know that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has been leading the charge and getting out right in the community among the people. He's 80 years old almost, and he's out walking the streets, meeting people and trying to give them a little bit of hope and a positive word and shine some light so that as many of us as can be saved will be saved. So if he can do it at 80 years old with his tireless schedule, we all can get out there and do what we need to do. So we're looking forward to hearing from Brother Jihad on Tuesday. We know we got DJ Black Keys on Wednesday, who definitely ripped it with the latest and hottest hip-hop music and artists that are coming on from his part of the country. I think on Thursday, Sister Gidget does her show. I don't know exactly what the topic is coming up for this week, but tune back into the Nation Building Network again, and she's going to have something good for you. We also have on Friday night, we have, I believe it's the study group, the Alabama State Minister, Brother James Muhammad. I can't remember. I think he's from Miami. That's it. Minister from Miami, Brother James Muhammad, is conducting a study group to time and what must be done study group that re-examines the prior message that the minister just put out, the time and what must be done, get deeper and deeper into analyzing what he said and what he meant. So it's always a good time and a good way to keep our minds right, keep our minds flowing on the right track. And on Saturday, Sister Gidget comes back with some of the latest and greatest young and new talent that we have coming up, producing music, hip-hop, jazz, R&B, whatever the case may be, good, clean, wholesome type of music that we love to hear and we know will edify our minds, elevate our minds, and free our souls. So the Nation Building Network has got some good stuff for you. You just got to stay plugged in and tuned in. We appreciate you listening. We appreciate you joining us on this show. And that is about it. I'm going to take you out with a special number that Brother Steve just hit me off to. He said that Stephen Marley is doing some great work. So just like we started with Kindred, the Family Soul, and their version, their song, My Time, we got Brother Stephen Marley with The Working Ways. Thank you all for joining us. No romance without finance. Let's get down to business. Love.
Thank you.
Some might. Never make it stop, now. Never listen to the one them who are said that I can't. I can't.